Oh, Cliffo, you've got to feel for this family in Railway Estate. They've got a giant tarp over their house, and that's because there's a West Indian drywood termite and a few of them located inside, and they're trying to gas them out.
Some great things have come from India, Loggy. Curries.
Hmm?
Papadums.
Yeah.
Naan bread.
Good cricket.
Great cricket. The termites? No.
Nah, I'm not interested
so keen
in any...
on.
Nah, the old drywood.
Unless you put them in a curry.
Yeah. Not coming over to your house.
Just maybe. I'll give them a go.
I know. Do you know what, though? This kind of reminded me, having a look at this termite situation. Mm. When I was a kid, Cliffo, I don't know whether it's, you know, I was a dumb kid or whether I was just really naive. Yeah. Either way, same result. I thought that termites, because in all the cartoons, you see a termite let loose on a piece of wood or a house, whatever, and it just goes and turns it into sawdust straight away.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, I was terrified that our house was going to get termites because I thought that the termites would just come and go, and then the whole house would be sawdust and then we'd be left out in the open.
Nah, you weren't a dumb kid. I believe that kids often just believe dumb things. And it's awfully often parents' faults. Like, because I've got one, it was my dad's fault.
Yeah.
He told me when I was very, very little, like we were watching some documentary on the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and they mentioned the Sydney Harbour Tunnel. You know, the tunnel runs underneath, like directly underneath the Harbour Bridge. There's a tunnel under as well for traffic. And Dad told me that the Sydney Harbour Tunnel has glass sides. So when you drive under the harbour, you can see the fish and the sharks and the stingrays and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like an aquarium.
Yeah.
So fast forward like 10 years or so, I'm 16 or 17. We're driving under the Sydney Harbour Tunnel and I'm like, Where's the glass? Like,
when do they cover up the glass?
I want to see the fish. But that's the dumb thing I believed as a kid.
Yeah. It's a few, like, a lot of the time, parents might say things, you know, just off the cuff.
Yeah.
And then you end up believing it forever.
Or in your case, it was the television. It was the cartoons.
Yeah, the television. Tell me.
13, 12, 16, what did you believe as a kid?
Hmm.
And when, I guess too, more importantly, when did you realise it was wrong?
Yeah, hopefully you realised before you kind of said the story out loud.
Hopefully we're not shattering any dreams this morning.
Yeah.
Actually, I got another one real quickly, really quickly. The local bistro at the pub was owned by a woman named Diane Talbot, right? And there was Steak Diane on the menu, as there is everywhere. It took to the age of 18 that I realised that Steak Dianes are everywhere. I thought that was her specialty.
Good one.
That's another one. 13, 12, 16, if you believe something stupid as a kid, and when did you realise that it was wrong?
Yeah.
Give us a call. So, yeah, kids believe pretty dumb stuff. Melissa's here. What did you believe as a kid, mate?
My mum always told me when the ice cream truck drove around, if he was ringing the bell, he'd run out of ice cream.
Oh! The total opposite of what the actual ice cream bell is for.
I just could never understand why he bothered driving around letting us all know he'd run out of ice cream.
Oh, no, your mum is an evil genius.
So cruel. What age were you when you realised that that was actually just, hey, I'm here, I've got ice cream on board?
I can't remember to tell you the truth, but I'm eating mum myself now and tell my kids the same thing.
Oh, that's great.
The lies continue.
Hot FM, who's this?
It's Jamie, mate. How are you this morning?
Yeah, good, Jamie. Well, what did you believe as a kid?
Well, there was two things, mate. The first one was when we used to drive down to Yass. We lived in New South Wales, and we used to drive to Yass, which is down towards Goulburn. My father told me that the cows on the side of the hill, their front legs were shorter than their back legs, so they could actually eat on the side of a hill.
And did that take you a fair while to figure out?
Did, because then he sort of tried to sort of swindle me on the side and said, and see those big rocks, he said, they actually grow from little pebbles. So when we went camping, I was actually collecting little rocks and sticking them in the soil at home to try and see if they grow as big as the boulders that we saw on the side of the hill.
Hey, great call, man. Thank you so much.
Awesome, guys. Have a good morning.
You too.
We're getting lots coming through. Rosie, you're next. Rosie, what did you believe as a kid?
When I was about 12, maybe 11, my dad took me to the movies to see Godzilla. And he has a military background, so he told me all this stuff that this was actually from a based on a true story. Godzilla's real. And I believed it for a long time. Like maybe until I was like 16. So I don't know.
So when you came out and you said to your mates, yeah, Godzilla, yeah, that was real, you know, that was during this time.
I was terrified that it would come back.
What a horrible time that was in world history. Thanks,
Godzilla!
Mate.
The Budgie Nine. These are these guys that went to celebrate Daniel Ricciardo's win in Malaysia. And they bought the Malaysian flag in budgie smuggler, in bathers format. They wore them, budgie smugglers.
Budgie smugglers? But they're
made out of the Malaysian flag design.
If you haven't seen the footage and stuff, it was a silly kind of thing they did. They revealed their, you know, their packages and stuff in speeders, in budgie smugglers. The problem was they had the Malaysian flag all over them. And to disrespect the Malaysian flag in Malaysia, that's a really big crime. So
yeah, well,
the
so
boys have spent the last four nights in prison, and they're going to face court today. The family's actually heading over there to support them. So it's completely, like, just got bigger than Ben-Hur, this whole thing, Loggy.
They could be charged with public indecency, which is, has a pretty harsh punishment.
2 years. 2 years jail.
Like, so that's the worst case scenario, isn't it?
A worst case scenario is 2 years behind bars in Malaysia. The best case scenario is that they'll get let off or whatever and just be ordered to deport the country and not come back again. So that's a really good result.
What do you reckon?
Oh, look, I mean, I don't think you should be serving prison time for something like that, but I will say it was a bloody stupid thing they did. You know, Malaysia's a predominantly Muslim country. I just think if you're going to any country, kind of know a little bit about what's going on.
Like, do a bit of research.
It's the first thing, like, when you get sent your passport, it comes with a little travel advisory, like, booklet. And the first thing is, like, different countries have different cultures. You need to respect those cultures. Whether or not you disagree with them or agree with them, that point's mute. You have to respect them.
I think they know now. Like, that's the thing. Like, it would have been a bit of fun, obviously. Yeah. There's no malicious intent here. But I don't know. If they did it, just say they wore their Union Jack.
Yeah.
Over in England.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have been fine.
Yeah,
you know?
You're right.
But in Malaysia,
it's a different culture.
It is. So, well, hopefully they get out. I feel sorry for them. That would be very scary.
13, 12, 16. We'll put it out there. The Budgie Nine. I mean, this has been a massive story over the last couple of days since the weekend, Loggy. What do you think, Townsville? What's happening to them at the moment? Is it fair enough or is it way too harsh?
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on the Budgie Nine? Just stupid boys? Or do they deserve serious punishment because they did stuff up and, you know, break some laws over there? 13, 12, 16. Give us a call. Right now on 13, 12, 16, talking about the group of Aussie blokes over at the Malaysian Grand Prix celebrating Daniel Ricciardo's win over the weekend. They've become known as the Budgie Nine after they ripped all their clothes off in front of a lot of kids and stuff and families right there at the front row of the Malaysian Grand Prix. And they had these budgie smugglers on with the Malaysian flag on them. Big no-no to disrespect the flag.
Yeah, very big no-no. They've spent their fourth night in jail, Cliffo. The families of the guys have flown over and they'll find out whether they're going to be charged with intentional insult, with intent to provoke a breach of the peace, or public indecency, basically. Mm. So they could get a lot of trouble over there.
Maximum jail sentence of 2 years. That's the worst case scenario. Best case is they're told to leave the country and not come back.
And imagine the lesson that they'll learn. Do you know what I mean? I guess it's a good reminder. I do feel sorry for them, but a good reminder for those who are travelling. Mm. Just be a bit aware when you travel, you know.
Be culturally sensitive.
I mean, we have it great here in Australia, of course. You can pretty much get away with all kinds of shenanigans. Mm. But overseas, not so much.
13, 12, 16, Emily's here. Budgie Nine, mate, what do you think? Fair enough what's happening or way too harsh?
Look, I'm in the camp of, people seem to think it's not a big deal, and rightfully so here in Australia it wouldn't be. But like you said, Cliffo, they've gone to Malaysia. They've gone to an incredibly conservative country with very conservative laws and very strict ways that they deal with breaking of those laws. Like, would you not have checked when you're going to an Asian country like that, when you're going to, like you said, somewhere with a very large Muslim population, the bearing of the human body is quite a significant thing, because then plaster the flag all over your crotch. Like, just a bit of common sense, really.
And that's the thing, too, because they've obviously prepared this. They've got a Malaysian flag on their budgie smugglers, so they've done a lot of preparation to pull off the stunt. As part of that preparation, when you go, is this going to be received okay?
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, we're known as Aussies, we're known as larrikins within our own borders. It's not always appreciated outside.
And not only that, they've spelled budgie wrong, which I find.
Did they? Mate, that's the biggest...
B-U-D-G-Y.
That's the biggest crime of all.